The end of the second halukah seems to contain two different topics that are unrelated. We praise Hashem for Hanosin Shela Katsomer Kafor Ke'efer Yefazer, that God provides snow and frost, Mashlich Karcho Kefitim, God's providing ice as well, and Yashiv Rucho Yizlu Mayim, there's rain as well. And in the middle of this, or the next few psukim, are Magid Rav Yaakov Chukol Mishpatav Yisrael, that God teaches Torah to Yaakov and to Yisrael. Lo Asochein L'Chogoyim Mishpatim Ba'idum Haluka. He didn't do this for other any other nations. He only did it for Klal Yisrael. What is the connection, the relationship between God creating snow and ice and frost and rain, and the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah and taught us about halacha? So the Ibn Ezra explains that the connection is the fact that, as we know in Vahayam Shemoa, in that section, we are told that a consequence of obeying the mitzvot or not obeying the mitzvot is whether there will be rain. So there is a natural connection between mitzvah observance and rain, because rain in an agrarian society will determine whether we have food or not. So indeed, this is Kadosh Baruch Hu telling us that we will see that God's in charge of whether there will be precipitation. That depends on whether we observe the Torah, observe halacha. However, Rav Hirsch has a different explanation. And he says that we are given a description in this mizmor, the visible changes through which water goes, ready to fulfill God's behest in the form of snow, then frost and ice, and finally again its original liquid state. And this demonstrates unconditional obedience that all existing things on earth give to the law, simply that are God's creatures. In other words, just like water changes form and follows the law, so man has free will to demonstrate that he can be like the water, that he can freely choose to be a servant of the law, just as the water is.